The Husband, the Wife and the Stranger, narrated by Alexandra Anderson, for Cupido in collaboration with Saga. Gida, by Roy Rebo. We are laughing like crazy, Gida Siv and I. We have quite simply gotten lost somewhere in the Nordmarka. Probably somewhere around Skordalen. The heat is unbearable. It's the warmest day of the year. Sweat is drenching us. The girls are giggling and laughing, and Gida says I'm a terrible local guide. Or maybe he's done it all on purpose, and he has planned everything. She grins, showing the gap between her front teeth. He probably thought we were going to spend the night with him, here in the dark of the forest, she says, shaking her head. They laugh. I also laugh and blame the heat. It can really drive a person crazy, I say. You lose concentration. The part about concentration is true, but the heat is not to blame for it. The woman's hips swaying, their buttocks in tight shorts, the sweaty round thighs and bras filled with quivering yet firm breasts are to blame. I stood and turned my head towards the bottom of a wooded valley. I have no idea where we are. We should climb up the hill and take a look around, says Gida. She's used to taking charge. Perhaps we can find some water. I sure could use a drink, she says and dries the sweat from her forehead. Gida turns her back to us, showing her buttocks, long slim thighs and slender legs. She starts making her way up the steep slope with Siv and me and an angry crowd of mosquitoes following not far behind. I curse and pant and glare. I follow her delicious arse, the wide fluttering trouser legs, the mysterious shadows thrown by the fabric. I suspect that she's not wearing any panties. Something furry, a reddish-brown exciting animal, lies waiting in the dark, but I'm not sure. No, wait! Siv stops me. I need a quick break, she moans. She's all red and sweaty and plump and warm, not slender and long-legged and fit like Gida. She is softer, more delicate. I place my arm protectively around her soft body, that body I know so well. Gida is more energetic than a guy, I say, pointing at her. A cool girl, and quite a cool boss. Yeah, Siv nods. She's the kind of person that grows on you. The first time I saw her is when she took over the spot as a lab manager. I almost thought she was ugly. Yes, right, I agree. Objectively speaking, her nose is too big, her eyes are too close together, and she has a large mouth. But still, she's getting more and more beautiful by the day. By the way, have you noticed that she looks ever so slightly like Barbara Streisand? I sure have, says Siv with a wink. Gida has reached the top. She waves her arms and gives us a thumbs up. What it means, we can't know, but it looks promising. Does she turn you on? Siv asks unexpectedly. Siv, come on, I say as I notice that I'm blushing. Remember that it's our boss you're talking about. Well, the boss, Siv says. Of course she is, but still, we're a team. Incidentally, did you notice that she isn't wearing any panties? I don't answer. Luckily, in the scorching heat, it is a completely natural thing to turn red.